Evening, Danny.
Evening, good as gold. What do you want to tell us, Kevin?
Nervous about meeting footballers.
Who did you meet? Who were you going to meet?
Oh, it was the whole team. A few years ago, my school fate, asked for a professional player from Palace to come. They said, it's match day, no can do. I had a contact at the club at the training ground, went down there, pretty assertive sort of bloke, but you know what happens when you start to meet professionals?
Yeah.
You go to jelly.
It's
went down there, and I said, is this geezer in the boat that I know? He said, yeah, he's over there in that room, in the corner. I walked over there, like most doors, they push.
Yeah.
I pushed it, nothing happened, or the door at the bottom moved away from the top. But nothing was happening, and I had to squeeze around the side, and then I realised it was a sliding door.
You squeezed through, this is good. Even if this wasn't related to a footballer story, people squeezed through doors.
It wasn't a door you pushed, it was a sliding one.
Sliding door,
sort of walk underneath it into the room, and then there was Koppel and half of the first team standing there looking at me. I felt good.
This is superb.
I felt good, mate.
It's just crystallised a category. It's actually making a fool of yourself in front of footballers.
This is the salt and kale category, isn't it?
What did you mean you limboed under it, sort of?
The further I pushed, I realised that what it was, the top was obviously attached to the sliding thing. The bottom wasn't attached to the floor, whatever way you put it, my friend,
that you thought it was a jammed door, and in fact it was a sliding door.
And
like a worm, or some sort of crustacean, you appeared in instalments from underneath it.
And you caused a kind of flappage at the bottom of the door.
Were they all just standing there looking at it?
Oh, the look on their face, absolutely superb. And of course, I felt like jelly already, so after that, was it, wasn't it?
So what did you just looking, all right, Les, did you? And they said, that's it. You're coloured up again, aren't you?
It was great.
What did you actually say? What were your first words after emerging from this preposterous gyration?
Well, fortunately, the bloke that I wanted to see was in there, so I just said, can I have a word with you, please, mate? I'm surprised they didn't all give me a round of applause, because it's pretty impressive.
I'd have thought you'd have had to gather every bit of dignity you muster and then go out the same way, as if to say, yes, sir, I know it's a sliding door, but I choose to enter rooms and leave them this way.
Yeah,
in old cartoons, of course, if you'd have been a chicken, which is, not strictly saying on the story yet, but if you were a chicken in an old cartoon, you would turn, and you do that thing with your bum, which actually shows them, I don't know, when chickens get offended in old cartoons, they go, and they flick the rear end up towards, and it acts like a bass drum upon them, and everyone falls over a bit. I would have done that if I'd have been you, and I'd have left the room the same way.